But you know, as we were in the worship this morning, I felt the soft touch of like rain falling on my shoulders. And immediately in my spirit, I just said, "What's that, Lord?" And Jesus just said to me, "It's my tears." His tears were falling on my shoulder this morning. I said, "Why are you crying, Lord?" And he said, "This church has been through a season of a tunnel of turmoil. It's my birthing canal." And he said, "They're nearly at the other end. And I'm weeping because of all the ones that despite the turmoil and the hardship, they've come to that point where they said, though none go with me, still I will follow you, Lord." And I felt the gentle rain of God's tears falling in the meeting this morning. And you know, Psalm 85 says this. Says that God has called us to be on a pilgrimage. He said, God's people go from strength to strength, for they have set their hearts on a pilgrimage. You know what a pilgrimage is? A pilgrimage is means that you keep going and you keep walking. No matter how much sludge, no matter how much muck, no matter how much quicksand you walk through, you just keep going. That's what a pilgrimage is. And God says you're going to go from strength to strength because you've set your heart not on, you've said to yourself, "I'm not going to stay still. I'm not going to get into that place where I'm going to stop cooperating with God." But my heart is set on a pilgrimage. And it goes on to say this in that psalm. Might be Psalm 84. And where he says, "You will walk through the valley of Baca, but joy is going to come in the morning." And the valley of Baca is the valley of weeping. And the thing about a valley is if you keep walking, you walk down into it, but if you just keep going, right in the valley of the shadow of death, you're going to come out the other side. And I saw this tunnel, this birthing canal this morning over this church. And I distinctly heard the Holy Spirit saying that you're nearing the end of the birth canal and something new, brand new, is about to be birthed over the life of this church that is going to be extraordinarily powerful. Because the hearts of the leaders in this church, friends, is not to stick to some mechanical marketing program, but it's to experience the very life source of Christ himself being expressed in you and through you. And where he is, there is life. Amen. Amen.